Greetings from Loonsville. This is Sid, and I am here with Jeff. What's up?
Welcome back to the crazy farm.
Woo! All right, so we watched another new movie today.
Yeah, we watched the reimagining of Fantasy Island.
Which was what, a TV show in the 70s?
Yes.
Okay, and they've tried to bring it back a couple times, right?
I don't know. I'm not sure about any other reboots. I don't even know how long the show ran for. I was not alive.
Yeah. Well, someone...
But yeah. I did watch the show a little bit as a kid. Reruns and whatnot.
Yeah, on TV Land.
TV Land and Nick at Night and stuff when they used to play like Bewitched and I Love Lucy and other stuff.
While we're watching this, I did have to look it up for a couple just so I had something, because I don't remember the show at all.
I remember two things. I remember Ricardo Montalban, who was the original Mr. Rourke, who is played by Michael Peña, who I love. He's the only reason I actually got this movie. If you put Michael Peña in something, I'm watching it. I don't care.
Yeah, at least once.
And then I remember Hervé, the original actor that played Tattoo.
Yeah.
He had health issues later in life, and in, I want to say, 1993, I believe, he committed suicide.
Uh-huh. That's never good.
No, it was very tragic. I don't even know what his health problems were. I know... He left a note and everything like that. But, yeah, rest in peace to the original Tattoo.
Yeah, this is kind of like a prequel, I guess. Would you consider a prequel to the TV show?
I wouldn't consider it a prequel to the TV show. It definitely doesn't take place necessarily in the same sense of, you know, the premise.
Maybe I worded that wrong. Maybe
because the original wasn't a horror. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was just a monkey's paw kind of thing.
But I would definitely say that this doesn't. This would have taken place as an origin versus the, you know, show, because Tattoo was part of the show. He was Mr. Rourke's second in command in the show already there.
Well, that's what I meant. It's like kind of an origin story for Tattoo, and before it would, if it went chronologically, it'd
but be I don't know if I want to do any spoilers on this. It is brand new.
It is brand new.
And they don't really tell you who Tattoo is until the very end of the movie, so...
Yeah, I guess we could leave that out.
Like you said, even when you look it up on IMDb, it doesn't list Tattoo, so...
Yeah, Tattoo's in it.
Tattoo's there. We're not going to tell you who he is. It's a little Easter egg.
Yeah. It's a little wink to the audience of, like, people from the 70s to...
There's also a little Adam Sandler nod in there, but I'm not going to tell you what that is either. But Adam Sandler did a movie with Andy Samberg, and he's got a tattoo of Tattoo in that movie. So I'm just going to leave it at that. There's a tattoo of Tattoo. I thought it was pretty funny. I thought that was a little comical.
Yeah.
But this movie, it was surprising to me more than I thought it would be. There's a lot of really talented actors in it that I didn't even know were in the movie. I knew Michael Peña was in it. He's the reason I got the movie, like I said.
Yeah.
I didn't know Maggie Q was in it. She's amazing. I love her stuff. Ryan Hansen, who plays one of the brothers, there's, I think their last name is Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley and Braxton. Jimmy Yang plays the other one. Jimmy Yang plays Braxton, and Ryan Hansen plays Bradley, and they're two brothers. Ryan Hansen's a notable name from some comedy stuff that I've seen. He can be pretty funny. Michael Rooker was in this. I had no idea Michael Rooker was in this, and he put up some videos on his Instagram and stuff that apparently are from the set of this movie, and I would have never known. But seeing what he looked like in this movie kind of told me that that's where he was making these little videos on Instagram, because they were just behind the scenes stuff with him and some of the crew and cast and stuff, but not any of the big names from the movie. Kim Coates is also in the movie. That surprised the shit out of me.
I
was not expecting that at all. I love his shit too. I really liked him in what was that show? What's that show?
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah, that's the one. SOA.
Yeah, that's a good show.
It was a good show. I liked his performance in it too. There were a lot of good things with him in it though.
Yeah.
But so the show doesn't really, you know, come into play in the movie, I guess. The movie is more dark. It's unique, I'll give it that. It's got a really, I don't want to say suspenseful tone to it. It's not, it's edgy, I guess.
I think it was trying to be edgy, though. There's some things that I rolled my eyes at, like, you could tell they were like, how we're doing Fantasy Island, we gotta figure out a way to make this scary, but
yeah, some of it, I don't know if this would really, it's not a horror movie. It's not even, it's not classified as a horror movie or a suspense or a thriller. It's actually an adventure comedy, which is pretty weird coming from Blumhouse.
It wasn't that funny, though.
It was, I guess you could say it's a thriller, but it's an adventure movie, I guess, with dark tones is a pretty good.
Yeah. They were marketing it as a horror movie, though, weren't they? You remember the trailers?
Yeah, I thought they were. They definitely, the trailers that I did see, I saw a teaser and one trailer for this. And they did pick out a lot of the darker stuff from the movie, which isn't very prominent. It's there. But in the movie, it's not all dark. It's not all scary. It's not really a horror feeling. You know what I mean? It's got a lot of light tones to it and a lot of fun to it. And then there's just the thriller twist that kind of comes in when everybody's fantasies kind of start to fall apart.
Yeah, they don't really fall apart. They
well, we can't really
Yeah.
We can't really get into all that. I don't want to ruin it for anybody. I think it's worth seeing just to see if you like it. I enjoyed it. I might watch it again sometime.
I thought it was okay. Like, I did like it better than The Grudge.
I like Jeff Wadlow's work, so I didn't think it was terrible.
No, it's not bad at all. It wasn't like...
Or Wadlow. I don't even know how to pronounce his last name, but I'm going with Wadlow.
No, it's definitely not as bad as I've been reading.
No, I had actually just heard that it was awful.
Yeah.
And that's from somebody that I know. They told me. It was funny because we got the movie the same time almost. And for the exact same reason, he's like, dude, so Fantasy Island came out. Michael Pena's in it. So, of course, I was like, yeah, I'm getting that. And I laughed. I was like, dude, that's so funny because I just saw that it had come out. And I saw Michael Pena was in it. So I got it.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that it was awful. He was like, it's just not good. And... So I had absolutely no expectation for this movie to be anything, really. I didn't know what awful meant. I didn't even ask. I didn't want details because I knew I was going to watch it. And I kind of figured we would end up doing this for it, so I didn't want to have any preconceived, you know, the writing is bad or the direction is bad or the acting is bad or set work or fucking anything of the sort. But I don't think any of the stuff I just named was bad. I don't think the writing was bad. I think the writing was fun.
Yeah.
And I think the plot is a unique twist on an old school story. And I think it worked. I thought the direction was pretty damn good, actually. I liked the way the movie went. Some of the acting, some of the scenes, I mean, all of the actors in it are great. And they do give a pretty strong performance in most of the scenes. There are some of the scenes where, I don't know, it's kind of lacking. It's less than some of the others. But I wouldn't know why that is. I don't know much about the movie, so I don't know if they had to go in for reshoots for anything or, you know, anything like that. Sometimes there's shit that happens. But some of the scenes were definitely not as good from the same people in other scenes where they're giving a pretty great performance.
Yeah. It's not bad. I wouldn't say, like, this movie sucks.
I definitely wouldn't say the movie sucks.
It's not awful. It's just, it's not good either. It's just like in that bridge point between like, fuck this movie and it's pretty good.
I don't know if I would give it that far of a down, but yeah, it's in the in between. I think this might be a movie that suffers from bad publicity, not bad publicity, bad promotion.
Marketing.
You know, like we said, it's being promoted as a horror movie. At least in the two things I saw promoting it, they only pushed the darker tones of the movie.
Yeah.
Which there aren't a lot of dark sequences in the movie.
I mean, I would probably classify it as a horror movie because the whole movie is, well, like their fantasies go wrong. So, like, if we were to pick one thing to spoil, let's do
No.
Well, like, to kind of get the point across, like,
Don't reveal any of the reason why they're there or
no
or who plays what role, you know what I mean? I can't really say it, but don't Don't say why their shit goes sour. Because that's the whole plot twist. Don't give away the twist.
Or just like Dr. Torture, he's in it.
Yeah, Dr. Torture. Like, we could give and, that away. I mean, that's a horror tone for sure.
And he chases the people throughout the movie. Well, at least the two people throughout the movie.
He is definitely that's after what two, say. Yeah.
And
but I mean, well, that's one of the only horror tones.
You got the zombie type things.
I wouldn't call them zombies, but I mean, yeah, I guess. I don't like applying the Zed term to things that aren't actually undead. Or I can't even say undead because.
Living dead?
Yeah.
But they are. I mean, they're dead.
They're, well.
They're just not rotting.
We can't. Plot line, twist. I can't explain what I want to say about that because I don't want to give away this shit. But yeah, sure. We'll just leave it at zombies. Fuck it. There's zombies. There's hordes of them. They're breaking yeah. in, and we've got.
They keep coming back.
We've got what's his name? Damn it! Now I can't think of his name.
And sometimes they come back for more.
Tony Todd's character in Night of the Living Dead.
Ben.
I was gonna say we got Ben boarding himself up in a house and all this shit, but I lost it. I missed the mark. I couldn't get it.
That was somebody's fantasy down the road.
You know, I would like to see a sequel. Since you said that, I would like a sequel to this. I think that would be pretty cool. If it was in the same tone, that would be okay. If they went full on horror and did it really dark, I think that would also be okay.
I could imagine it being like having a few of them, and they're kind of like Cabin of the Woods or something. I could imagine it being like
I would, you know what? I would like it if they did kind of an anthology thing. I think it could...
Fantasy Island anthology?
Yeah, I think it could be the first film anthology that crosses genre borders. Like, they've got this adventure one with darker tones, but they could do one that's flat-out horror. They could do one that's comedy. They could do one that's action, just because the island gives people their fantasies. You know what I mean? I think that would be really unique to do a Fantasy Island anthology where it's a big production.
One movie per fantasy?
Yeah. I think that would work out.
Would you have the setup be them coming onto the island with a group of people and this focus on them? And then, like, if you decide to make a sequel, it'd be the same people within the island?
The same people within the island. I would keep Michael Pena. I would keep the guy that plays Tattoo. I, again, don't mm-hmm. want to give that away, but I would like to see them come back. I would like to see the same staff of the island, maybe even meet some new staff of the island. You could even have it be a group of people coming in, have it multiple fantasies or whatever, but or a singular fantasy for the group.
I don't think it does that, though.
It might be able to. I don't know, because the two brothers played on each other's fantasies. That's what we found out, you know, in the end, that they shared one. He didn't really get one. So
yeah, but then he got one.
I know, so. But that's what I'm saying. Like they had a shared fantasy, so it's not impossible that they could do it.
Mm, yeah.
The other people just wouldn't go there to have their fantasy met. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes sense. What I meant was, would you have the whole group and just focus on one of the person's fantasies, and then maybe a sequel would tackle the next of this group, so it'd be like the anthology is this group of people on Fantasy Island.
No.
Each movie is one of their fantasies, or would you do it like...
Maybe, but that might be too much. I mean, having it be different groups or different singular people, like if one person or three people showed up to the island and it was an action movie, or if four or five people showed up and it was a comedy movie, or four or five people show up and it's a horror movie. But if you were to have five people show up and then one of them gets a comedy fantasy and...
But it would go wrong. So you also got to put in the fact that it's like a monkey's paw. They get their fantasy, but it's...
Well, it doesn't necessarily need to go wrong, though. You know what I mean?
Well, it has to. Like, that's the point of the fantasy island.
It could, but it doesn't have to. Theirs all went wrong for a very specific reason in this. And we can't give that away because that's the twist. But
twist.
If it hadn't been for that twist, who's to say that the fantasies wouldn't have worked out? It might have been possible.
Oh no, maybe I'm just going off of the show's idea.
Yeah, well, I mean, and the basis of it, you know, the thought behind it that if you try to create, the devil's in the details is pretty much, you know, the mm-hmm. basis for it. Be careful what you wish for, old adages like that, where if you try to ask for something better than what you've got, you're going to end up with something worse than you've ever had.
Yeah.
It's being happy with what you have and shit like that. It's a cautionary tale, pretty much.
Yeah.
And so, I guess it would work out that way. We could definitely do that. You know what? Like, the comedy could be a horror, and then the action could be an action drama. You yeah. could split genres, you know what I mean? Take polar opposites and start it one way and end it another. Like, the comedy could be all fucking hilarity and fun and shit, and then it goes super sour and becomes a horror movie.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the action would be high intensity action, and then it ends just super fucking Sally Foot sadness. Everybody dies, and it's just one guy crying all alone on the island. This isn't what yeah. I wanted.
Yeah.
It's
and he's stuck on the island, and you'll see him later on in the sequels.
Yeah, he would come out of a cave and be like, "This isn't what you fucking think, man. Get out of here."
Yeah.
I don't know. I do like the idea of them doing more of them, especially in an anthology sense where, you know, the island is the same, the host, the crew of the island, all of that shit would remain, but the guests would change.
That would be cool.
I think it gives them a lot of opportunity to do different things and explore different scenarios.
Mm-hmm.
But if they tried to do it and have different people, I would be upset. Like, if you get somebody to replace Michael Pena as Mr. Rourke, I would just be like, no, dude, I'm out.
Yeah.
This does make me want to see a couple of other movies by him again, though. Jeff Wadlow, I mean. I do like his stuff. Like, he did a movie with Kevin James a few years back, 4 or 5 years ago. The Memoirs of an International Assassin. Did you ever see that? That one's pretty funny. I like that movie. Bloodshot, which just came out with Vin Diesel.
Oh, he did that?
Yes. I'm not sure if he wrote that or if he directed it. Or if he did both. He did. He did all of it. Wait, no. He wrote it.
Oh.
He wrote, directed, and produced Fantasy Island. Did you see Truth or Dare, which also had Lucy Hale in it? This movie has Lucy Hale in it, too. I didn't even mention her.
Yeah, I did watch Truth or Dare.
That movie was... okay.
Yeah, it was okay.
It was a good movie, but the fucking creepy smiles thing, that really took away from the movie for a lot of people, and I think that's why it got bad reviews. But I liked the premise of the movie, and I liked a lot of the segments of the movie that had to do with people backing out of their dares.
Yeah, I thought, like, see, the idea was truth or dare. It's almost like this, at least in my head. It's like, the premise is really cool. Like, the idea of this movie was really cool. And then a lot of the stuff in between, I mean, it wasn't executed as well as the premise.
I think, yeah, I get what you're saying. I think for me, a lot of it is, I think the movie works. I will just say that, because what I'm about to say would give the impression that it doesn't, but it does work. And I think it was a great movie. But great. I think, yeah, I think it was a great movie. I mean, it's not amazing or fantastic. My wordage is different than other people's words. I do think it was a great movie, though. I think it's a good remake, but I think it's a great movie in itself. But what I was going to say is, I think the jump from premise of scenarios, I know they tried to keep all of the lighthearted stuff and then build the intensity, but I think jumping back and forth between some of the situations,
yeah,
switches your internal gears away from, you know, one emotion or feeling to another. At a kind of weird level and pace, they didn't really miss the mark on it. They built it well. Like, it starts light, and then as each fantasy's intensity builds, they kind of keep that together. Yeah. You know, it's not one person having fun and the other person's off in a terrible situation too much, but there are a couple where somebody is, you know, having fun partying and somebody else is being tortured or shit like that. And it's, I don't know how I'm trying to, or what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I know what I'm trying to say. I'm not
saying it.
Yeah. I'm not able to get it out.
I think, like, some of it, the way the timing of it and stuff, I think.
Yes, that's pretty much what I'm saying, and I'm not getting it 100% out, but yes, but the timing, like, of some of the situations and shit.
It seems like every fantasy is at a different time point until later. You get what I'm saying? Like, the,
yeah, yeah.
They'll bump into each other and they won't know, but then you'll see the real version of that one. So it's kind of, I thought it was interesting. Like, the,
it is, it's an intriguing premise, and the movie is interesting. I do think people should see it. I think that people shouldn't pay attention to any of the critic reviews or listen to anybody that says that it's an awful movie. I wouldn't give it awful.
No, it's a good party movie. Like, you have it on and have a few friends over, have a couple of drinks.
Negative, well, sir.
Don't have friends over now, but, like, after quarantine is over.
This is definitely a movie you could watch over the internet with friends. And while it is a movie you could get jokes together with people when, you know, this is over.
Yeah.
But you could share it. You could have fun watching this movie.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like a good get-together movie. Like, you put it on, you make your stupid little jokes, and you have a few drinks, and you hang out with your friends who are like-minded on
movies. Yeah, you know, like, you have a for fun me, time. It would be all of that minus the drinks.
Yeah.
I don't even acknowledge drinking or suggest it.
I'll suggest it for this movie. I suggest you getting drunk with your friend.
I would definitely suggest that you just watch it.
And it was interesting, and there's shit ton of twists until the final twist. And
yeah, there are. You know what? I didn't even think about mentioning that there are a good number of twists in this movie. I'd have to say there's probably five.
Yeah.
And then
some of them were okay. Some of them were stupid. But they're still pretty cool.
I wouldn't say stupid. Some of them were foreseeable. I don't know if I would list any of the twists as stupid per se, but I definitely saw a couple of them coming.
Well, I saw most of them coming, but some of them were kind of dumb for the reasoning of it, you know? Like, character reasoning is like... But that's just me. I look at things differently than a lot of people do. I could sit here and go, that was a fun movie, and then go, some of it was stupid, but it was fun.
I like fun stupid.
I do too. I mean, I think it's a better movie than, like, The Grudge.
I think they're two different,
but
you know, genres and shit, but well, I didn't, technically I liked this is the Grudge, so. No, technically this is adventure. I mean, subliminally it would be a horror thriller, but it's
an adventure fantasy comedy. Horror.
Really? Where are you looking?
IMDb.
Oh. On the movie database, it says adventure comedy.
Oh, there's no... Oh, wait. Adventure, fantasy, horror, mystery, thriller.
Yeah, so just every movie type out there, this is it.
You could really, like... You could make a movie like The Cabin in the Woods with this movie. And it would probably work out really cool. I know The Cabin in the Woods was like a horror thing, but you could do that same kind of idea for on the island. And just have everyone's fantasies come true, kind of like it happens, but have it... I would have them bleed more into fucking with Mr. Rourke and all that stuff again, like it did in this. You know, I want to be more involved.
Yeah.
So, like, we could have... what if he has a group of people and one of them's fantasy is to live out this, like, zombie thing, and they gotta board up the house and all the zombies, real people are dying, and Mr. Rourke has to, like, find a way to at least keep one of them alive. I don't know. I would just spitball, but, like, it could work. Like, you could throw in a bunch of horror tropes and have it, like, play on it.
Yeah, it's it has potential to be played with in a bunch of ways.
Yeah.
So I would like to see a lot come from it. I really would. I don't want them to get deterred by the people that are saying bad things about it.
Yeah, see, this movie could make a really cool franchise. This movie might have not been the best, but, I mean, it's not bad either. And the idea
is really... Oh, my God, dude. The fucking cover for this movie, I just realized the island is a screaming face.
Oh.
Oh, it's a side profile of a screaming face.
Or something else face.
How did I not notice that?
Just noticed it too.
Wow. Or blowjob face.
Yeah, it looks like the island's giving some head.
Yeah, Head Island, the sequel.
Yeah. It's like, what? Isn't that a series already? Like Survival Island or something? Where it has the Pinata
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of TV shows that aren't based on, like, crime or detectives or anything like that.
Oh, no, they're movies.
Oh. Then I have no idea. Maybe. I don't watch a lot of movies, so...
I remember seeing it on TV, like, a long time ago.
I'm just fucking kidding, obviously. I watched way too many movies. Somebody said that they watched too many movies. I was like, that's not possible. And he was like, no, dude, I used to watch a lot of movies. I was like, good for you. it's not possible. I have seen a fuck ton of movies.
Oh, I have too, and sometimes I forget which ones I've seen.
Yeah. I don't know what I've watched in my lifetime, but if you give me a list, it's probably safe to say I've seen at least 5,000 movies.
Yeah, and you, or I know whenever usually I make a reference, you'll get it. So
I've seen 1,500 horror movies that I know of by a list alone. And there's got to be at least 1,500 or more comedies I've seen, and then dramas, action movies. I might even be pushing 10,000. I've probably seen 10,000 movies.
Yeah, I'll probably be in around that ballpark too.
Because I think I own... I probably own 2,000 DVDs, Blu-rays, VHS. Nice. Right now. At least. And then growing up, I kind of got my love for movies from my grandpa, who had 2,000 VHS tapes. He had a whole room of just VHS movies.
Yeah, those things weren't very good for space.
No, they were not, which is why he had an entire room, just bookcases full of VHS tapes. Like old Charles Bronson movies and fucking, yeah, Death Wish.
Yeah.
And like all the Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, all the Sylvester Stallone movies, bunches of old stuff like Sleepless in Seattle, which isn't that old. I mean, it is, but I don't like saying it is because that means I'm getting there.
Yeah, I like the old Clint Eastwood movies. Those are always good.
Oh, yeah, I have a bunch of those. I have a bunch of old Western movies.
On VHS?
Yes, and DVD, and yeah, some on Blu-ray.
I haven't upgraded all my Westerns yet. Upgrading takes a long time.
Yeah. I haven't really been keeping up on physical. I should just put it like that. Due to financial restraints and stuff.
Yeah.
And issues. Everything's pretty much digital right now.
I like my physical stuff, though.
I love my physical shit, but I can't fucking afford it, so.
Yeah. I understand that. I can't either.
Like it's not even an option. Like, if I can get something for $6 digitally, then I'm gonna do that, because I can't afford to pay $25.
Oh, yeah, like, did I tell you? So this is not even about the movie or about movies. remember when I was telling you about all the comics and stuff?
Yep.
All right, so I was looking at one of the ones that I got digitally. I was like, well, how much would a paper copy be? It's $130.
Really? Which comic?
It was, detective something. I'll tell you later, but
cool.
I was like, fuck, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And this is for like a little trade paperback.
Yeah. I used to have some detective comics, and I had some very early issues of Batman.
Mm-hmm.
And none of them were in great condition. The really old ones. I mean, the detective comic ones, some of them were missing covers. Some of them were torn, shit like that. I have I had Batman, the 21st issue of Batman, like, ever. And it was missing a corner out of the fucking front cover. The back cover was completely gone. I have some early issues of Spawn that are missing the entire fucking front and back.
Jeez.
Yeah. It's not awesome. People don't take care of your shit. I used to... Once upon a time, I had trust for people to use stuff. And also, once upon a time, people did drugs. And they don't really go together. And then for a long time, I wouldn't let people touch anything I owned, and people would give me shit for it. And they're like, it's just a fucking book. And I'm like, go fuck yourself. It's just a fucking leg, all right? And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like, if you break my shit, I'll break your fucking legs.
Yeah.
Not really, but to each their own, you know? And to me, they're not just possessions. That's a fucking... That's history, it's heritage, it's an heirloom. Like, that shit will go on forever. Like, I like my books and my movies and stuff, and I like to keep them in good condition because I can pass that shit down, you know, much like some of the books that I have or things that I have were passed down to me. I would like them to continue on, and when people ruin shit, that can't happen. But so, since I don't know what the fuck happened to all my comics, they're gone.
Damn.
Like, every single one. I have no idea where they are. But so I have every digital issue of Detective Comics and of Batman and shit like that. Nice. Like, from the first issue of Batman in 1940, you know, like, all the way... back to Detective Comics, the first appearance of Batman in 1939. I have every issue of Batman, anything that ever had Batman in it, all digitally, because I don't know where my comics are. And like you were saying, some of these are fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
Or you could just get the digital edition, which nobody cares about.
Yeah.
So I did that.
I really don't like reading digital, but I will.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I downloaded a program. It's kind of like a PDF reader.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a PDF reader.
It's for comics.
Yeah, it's... What?
So it goes with the word bubbles and stuff like that.
It brings up the full image. I could send you a picture of it, like what it looks like. I'm trying to. My computer's been being a bitch, and people are like giving tips on how to make it better online, and none of them fucking work. They're like, yeah, it's because you have a gaming mouse, and with Windows 10, it doesn't work out. You can turn down the slide for double click sensitivity, and mine's all the way fucking down, but every time I click on something it double clicks. And it's really starting to piss me off, because generally that's an issue when you have a virus.
Yeah.
And I don't have any viruses on my computer. And I can't get this double-click shit to stop.
Did you want to give Blowjob Island a rating?
Yeah. It's, new movie out of 10. I'd give it a 6. I think it was... I think it's well shot. I liked a lot of... There's so many different elements in the movie, like, it's crazy. The tonal changes and everything. So I think the direction was really good. I think it was really well done. The acting was, for the most part, pretty great. I think, for whatever reason, some of the scenes don't work as well as others.
Yeah.
in all, I think they did a wonderful job. And I don't know where they filmed this. Costa Rica?
Fantasy Island.
Yeah, you know, if this place really existed, I'd fucking go there. I'd be all over it. You can't twist one of my fantasies.
Am
I? I would love to see him try. I've only got one fantasy, and they could never twist it. But I digress.
Yeah.
I do want to say more than a rating, though, even though I gave it a 6 out of 10. You should see this movie.
Yeah, it's fun. I'll give it a 4.
Jesus.
Like, it's not as good as... It's not bad, but it's not over the mediocre hump either. It's...
I want to know what new movies you could watch that you would give anything higher than a 5.
What did I give Invisible Man? 5?
No, I think you gave Invisible Man a 3.
No, I gave it that. No.
One of the new movies we just watched, you gave a 3.
I think that was The Grudge.
No. Maybe.
Underwater.
Underwater, you might have given a 5.
I think Invisible Man, I gave a 5 too.
That's possible. I mean, you did like it. You didn't hate it.
Yeah, 5 or 6. I think The Grudge, I gave a 3 because it shocked you.
So I think it was more like it fucking appalled me.
It's a step up from The Grudge, but it's not as good as Invisible Man.
I don't know. I liked The Invisible Man, so...
Yeah, I thought it was okay.
I can't compare the two, though. I won't compare movies that shouldn't be compared to each other.
Well, I'm not comparing them. There is no comparison between them. I'm not comparing. I'm comparing the rating. Because, like, if you have... I thought Invisible Man was... okay, and thought this one's just right before okay. It's
so what comes just before okay, meh.
Yeah.
You know, this movie was meh.
Yeah.
It's not blob, but it's meh, which is before okay, which is before all right, which is before fuck yeah. Yeah, I'd like to see a new movie. I know one of the movies that I just saw, I gave an 8. I think that was VFW.
Yeah. What did I say, VFW? I forgot.
I don't remember. I know you were up there. I think you gave VFW like a 7 or a 6. Yeah. 6 or 7, yeah, somewhere up there.
It's a new movie that I like.
I think I really want to see somebody give me a fucking 10, though. I want to see a 10. I know there was one that we watched that I really wanted to give a 10, but I couldn't.
Which one was that?
Either Rabid or...
Oh, those are older movies, though.
No. The Rabid remake that just came out last year.
Yeah, that was last year.
That was last year. But yeah, that was 5 months ago. It's so fucking ancient. I would love to see somebody just blow my mind, though, and just make something perfect.
I think the closest I've got to, like I really liked the new movie was The Lighthouse, and I really liked Color Out of Space.
Yeah, I did like Lighthouse. That movie, that really surprised me. Color Out of Space didn't necessarily surprise me as much as it pleased me, but yeah. it was fucking good.
What's the, like, there have been new movies that we gave pretty positive.
Yeah, but see, I don't classify Color Out of Space as getting that review because it's a new movie. It's it's fucking Richard Stanley. I mean,
oh, you think I'm being biased because I like the director?
No, I'm being biased because I like the director. The movie was fucking great, but I mean, I come to expect that from Richard Stanley. So I can't name a movie that he's done, worked on, been a part of that didn't end up being great, except for one, and that's because they fired him. So,
oh no, Theater Bizarre, and I was not my favorite,
and I still liked The Island of Dr. Moreau. So.
Yeah, no, that Theater Bizarre anthology movie. I wasn't huge on, but it was okay.
Yeah,
but she did like a segment in that.
But yeah, I wish I want to talk more about Fantasy Island, but I don't want to ruin it for people.
You want to give it a few weeks and do another one?
We could definitely do that. We could do another comeback like we're planning on doing for Camp Coldbrook, which we should watch again sometime soon. And I'm still talking to them and trying to get a time worked out that we can do it. I got them to agree to download Anchor so that we can.
Yeah, that makes it easier.
Yeah, it'll make it a lot easier for us to do the podcast.
Well, yeah, we could go back to this like later and rewatch it and give a spoiler review. But we can leave it like this, how it is now. I gave it a 4, and you gave it a
6.
So that's, go see it. Have a, like, hang out with your internet friends and watch a cheesy, fun movie that's not. It's not trying to be more than.
I wouldn't it call is. It it's cheesy.
Not... Yeah, it's pretty cheesy.
I don't think it was cheesy.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy. And like the CGI blood shit irritates me, but I didn't even mention that.
it wasn't CGI blood, though. It's water.
It was annoying.
we can both, you know, agree on the evaporation. Being kind of unnecessary, but
it looked bad.
We're not gonna get into it too much because that'll get us into the spoilers and stuff. But we could definitely rip that apart when we come back and talk about it. But then at the same time, you know, I'll get to talk about all the good aspects of the movie that really that give it the rating I gave it.
Yeah, there's more good than bad, but there's still.
Yeah, there's not. It's not all positive. I mean, I would have given this movie an 8 or a 9 if it wasn't for a few things, but it definitely does have a lot of great components and a lot of great things that really make it fun to watch, make it entertaining, make it, you know, interesting and gripping. And there's some shit in it that's kind of, you know, deep and heartfelt, and there's some stuff in it that's fun and actionable, and
yeah, I mean,
then there's some stuff that you just have like morals.
Wait, well, bowling is bad, but
yeah,
we know. I mean, that's basically what it's about.
You know what? Don't boil it down to that. Come on.
That's the
fucking premise of the movie now, too, and I'm never going to get that out.
Bullying is bad.
Man. Don't pick on people. You're going to end up on an island. Okay, we can't do that.
Premise of the movie.
That's the bullying whole premise bad. Of one person's fantasy, and we can't give it away, but I will tell you that Dr. Torture is involved in it.
Yeah. Okay.
Dude, and he looked fucking... I want to know who played him. That was a big dude.
So, who is Dr. Torture? Is Dr. Torture a real thing? Or is it just something that she made had, like, in her head?
Dr. Torture, I want to say, is from something else, but I don't know if he's called Dr. Torture in it.
Well, that's what she called him. Well, Dr. Torture, so it's from something, right? Something that we should recognize. I'm guessing.
Yeah, but I can't think of what it is.
I can't either. So I guess on spoiler talk,
we'll try to figure out who the fuck Dr. Torture was, and then we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll do some research for the
big reveal episode,
for the comeback episode. Because so these episodes, we don't really do any planning. We just pick a movie and we talk about it. So we don't really have script. Like, we didn't script it, or...
I hope not, man, because I stammer a lot.
Yeah, I stammer a lot, too. But if I was reading a script, I'd probably still stammer, so it'd still feel exactly the same, I think.
If I wrote a script, I would do it in... I would probably do it in the writings of Shakespeare. Or in I can't even say it.
Would that be a part of the script?
Yeah, I scripted that right there. That was all, it's written right here on this page. If you look on page 9, see, I just grabbed paper and made it sound like I was flipping a script. Sound effects.
Classic. Yeah, so, we don't script it, so we're just come up with things. So when we pause, it's just that we're thinking. Sometimes we're on the spot, sometimes we're not.
Sometimes I'm over here flexing, other times I'm, like, itching my ass, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like, could you imagine if we scripted it and, like, we still had, but there was just no pauses for thought?
Yeah, I would totally fucking, if we scripted this, I'm playing Cotton Eye Joe in the background at least twice.
No, no.
Not really. But... Yes. I would like to say we are awesome and fuck scripts. Unless you're filming something, then you should probably have a script, unless you're awesome, in which case, never read the script.
Yeah.
Or if you're like Michael Caine, you need that script so you can see if you're on the first page and last page, because then you know you're doing the movie.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I still think is one of the greatest methods for picking a script that you're going to take ever. How do you know if you're going to do the movie? Or the end? Well, I look on the page, and if I'm in the first page and the last page, then I do the movie. I do a really bad Michael Caine impersonation, just so you know. Like, some of my impersonations are pretty fucking great, and some of them are terrible. Michael Caine is one of my worst. I cannot get that man's voice down. He's like... the English Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, you're. I don't know. It just sounded like fuck. What's his name? Ah, you were so close. You sound like Ringo Starr.
Yes. The only Beatle nobody ever cared about.
Well, now people care about him, don't they? Since he's the one left.
I don't know. Well, Paul McCartney's still alive. Paul McCartney's back. Yeah, until Paul McCartney dies, nobody's going to give a shit about Ringo. God, this took a turn. Fucking talking about the Beatles.
Yeah, he wrote the Octopus song, you know?
Yeah. You know what? It's funny, because my favorite Beatle is George Harrison. So. And he's only written, I think, 4 songs.
Why Your Guitar Gently Weeps.
While My Guitar Gently Weeps is my favorite song by the Beatles.
Oh, and Here Comes the Sun.
No. I do love that song, but no, it's not one of my favorites. While My Guitar Gently Weeps is my favorite.
That's one he did. I'm saying that's ones he wrote, right?
I don't know if he wrote Here Comes the Sun.
I thought he did, but I could be wrong.
I think that one might have been... That one might be a McCartney.
It seems too hippie-ish.
Dude, that was all Paul McCartney. Day in the Life is my second favorite Beatles song. And
I like Day in the Life.
If you listen to that song, John Lennon's verses are, they're kind of dark, and they are based on real happenings from the news and stuff like that. And then Paul McCartney's shit is all fucking upbeat, and he's like, I grabbed a coffee, I went out shopping, it was fun. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? You're ruining John Lennon right now.
No, I think George Harrison did the Something in the Way She Moves. Or, yeah, I think he did that song too.
It's possible. I could not begin to name all of the songs that were written by which Beatle, because they probably have one of the biggest music catalogs ever. As far as,
like, Rocky Raccoon,
pop music or rock music, whatever you want to call them, pop rock. Dude,
they definitely changed.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, let's call it.
Yep.
All right, you want to tell them where to find you?
Lately, nowhere.
Oh, you're hiding, huh?
I'm not really feeling it, man. I've kind of distanced myself from social media. But you can normally find me on Twitter, Twitch, live streaming some video games. You can find me on Snapchat. You can find me on Slasher, the social network for horror lovers. Instagram, all of it, at Jeef Bird, G-E-E-F Bird. I'm everywhere. TikTok, Kick, you name it. Fucking all over the place. Periscope. I could keep listing stuff. If there's a social network, you could do it. You could find me. I'm there.
What's Periscope? Isn't that live streaming?
Yeah, it's live streaming. Live streaming. It's live streaming by Twitter. Like Facebook has Instagram, and you can do live video through Instagram.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can. Well, you still can, but you could before Facebook incorporated Facebook Live. And same with Twitter. I don't know if you can go live on Twitter with video, but Twitter has a live video app called Periscope.
It's all too complicated for me.
Yeah.
I'll be on Twitch once in a while. I think we got some stuff to do on Twitch, right?
Someday. Eventually. Hopefully.
Yeah. And then we're going to come back to Fantasy Island. You got an idea for next episode so we could tease it, and then we'll sign off?
I have a couple of movies that I want to check out. I've got one called Dead by Dawn and another one called Dr. Death. Dead by Dawn came out this year. Dr. Death came out last year. I know nothing about either movie except for the names have dead and death in them. And I was like, nah, I'm in.
All right.
I would like to do either one of those, but at the same time, I mean, it's whatever sounds good. We could do Theodore Rex for all I know. I do want to do We Summon the Darkness at some point as well. That's a newer movie, came out last year. It has Alexandra Daddario in it, which is one of the only reasons I want to do it. It's also got Johnny Knoxville in it, so.
Have you watched it yet?
I have not. I was waiting, but the cover has got the same pinkish hue from Color Out of Space on it, which caught my eye. And then it has Alexandra Daddario in it, which also caught my eye. I follow her on Instagram. Her videos are fucking hilarious.
Are they?
Yeah. She's always doing just funny stuff.
Ooh.
Drinking wine, walking the dog. Drinking wine, hanging out with her friends.
Oh, okay. I see.
Just hanging out, doing stupid shit. She's comedic. She's also a great actress. At least I think so. Some people might not. She was in the Baywatch remake with The Rock and... damn it, what's his name? That super handsome guy. He was in the High School Musical movies. And he did
Zac Efron.
Yeah, he did that movie where he was dead but didn't know it.
And he did that movie where he was Jeffrey Dahmer.
Right! He was definitely Ted Bundy.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Ted Bundy.
He was Jeffrey Dahmer, right. Ted Bundy. Oh, man. Can we get a movie where Ted Bundy plays Jeffrey Dahmer?
I think there's a movie where they fight.
There might actually be. That sounds familiar. Or is no, it but yeah, so
Jeffrey Zac Dahmer Efron. Versus BTK or something?
It might be. But Zac Efron does, well, did. I don't think he does anymore, but he does like a live workout thing. It's not a live workout. He posts the videos. I think it might have been on his Instagram as well. But he did one with her. He had her come be a special guest on it and stuff. And it was fun. I like both of them. I think Zac Efron's a pretty good actor. I think he's a decent person to have made, you know, as much money as he did as a teenager and not turn into Justin Bieber is kind of a good feat.
Yeah, he was good in the Bundy movie.
Yeah, he was. I think he played that very well.
I got the name right this time.
Hey, man. They're pretty close, you know. I mean, Ted Bundy killed fucking women, and Jeffrey Dahmer was a gay man that ate men, so same thing.
Yeah, yeah. So close. I don't know what. I don't know why I thought Dahmer. They just made a Dahmer movie, didn't they?
Probably. I don't know, man. Maybe serial killers have kind of been making a comeback ever since Netflix. I don't like it when things that I'm passionate about and I like become fucking popular teeny bopper type shit. Like when I was growing up listening to fucking rock music or new metal and shit like that, everybody looked at me like a fucking outcast. And then 16-year-old girls are wearing pink t-shirts with the band names on them and fucking mini skirts and going to the concerts and they're like, I fucking love these guys. And I'm like, do you love them, Cupcake?
Cupcake.
They fucking sacrifice you to the Lord Satan. Okay. I'm just kidding. None of them do that, but
I don't know. They might.
It's just, I don't like it when things that...
If you listen to it as a kid and now it's still popular, they probably did sacrifice things to Satan.
Shit, maybe. I don't like it when things that I enjoy become a fad. I hate fads. People call people hipsters for not liking things that shouldn't be liked. I've never been called a hipster. I'm just saying. I don't think the entire hipster movement should have been a thing. Like that's just people telling you what it is. They don't like it because nobody should like it. Like I hate Justin Bieber. I mean, I'm giving the dude a little bit of credit for trying to make his life better and be a better person, but at the same time I'm like, you were a huge fucking douchebag for the last 15 years. I have no respect for you.
Yeah, I can imagine like him as a kid, like with those guitar videos. He did have some talent. Did he use it? No.
Yeah, he's got talent. And what did he do with it? He made a bunch of money and became a jackass. Yeah. Which is why I said I give Zac Efron a lot of credit. That dude is a fucking talented singer. He's a talented dancer. He is a good actor. He made a fuck ton of money, I'm guessing, off of those High School Musical movies because they were huge as shit. And
his parents did.
No, because child laws were different when he started doing that than they were when child actors did shit back when I was a kid or when you were born. So, like, you know, Macaulay Culkin and stuff, those guys all got fucking screwed. Macaulay Culkin, the Coreys, people like that, fucking Danny Bonaducci. Yeah. Like, there's a bunch of actors that were child actors before the 90s and mid-90s and stuff that just got fucked. And then because of all that shit happening, you know, teenage actors and shit, I'm guessing have their own, you know, rights to their money. Like, they're allowed to work. It's not that they're working with parental permission as much as parental guidance.
Yeah.
I don't know how to classify it, because I never fucking got any money doing anything when I was younger, so.
So that's our episode. We talked for 30 minutes about the movie.
And then we talked about other stuff. So we're going to call this Fantasy Island in Fantasy Land. And then we'll just trail it off. We will be back for another episode on it, though. We're going to go into an actual detailed account of the movie. I don't like giving away all the details or plot twists or things that make something great before people have the opportunity to check it out for themselves. Because much like somebody told me the movie sucked, that kind of added to it not sucking for me. And if we were to break down everything encompassed in the movie, then it might make it suck for somebody else.
Yeah. So, yeah, watch it in maybe, what, in a week or two? We'll give it.
Yeah, we could come back in a couple weeks for sure. We should do it.
At least after the DVD release.
We'll just have to do it in a couple weeks. We'll just put it at that. 14 days from now. We'll do it on April 30th. Oh, no, we won't. I can't do that. It might be a little while. I know I'm going to be... fuck, I already forgot it was April. Shit. For a little while, I'm going to be unavailable, but...
Yeah.
We'll get it done. We'll put it on the fucking schedule.
Well, yeah, we put it on that schedule that we look at all the time.
Yeah, we don't have a schedule, much like we don't have scripts.
Yeah. All right, that was our episode. Thanks for listening. Come back later for spoiler talk.
Yeah, part deuce.
Deuce.